What are you fishing for? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Jonathan Burgess and Tim Heil with Transform DJs, who will be talking about how they reach the unreached.
And I know in my life, when I was trying to reach for something, I was always trying to reach for money or success or fame.
Well, you know, Jesus said very specifically, he said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." And that was in Matthew chapter 4, verses 19.
And what he's talking about really is reaching people who are hurting and lost. Instead of seeking the things on the earth and wanting to build up a kingdom here, it's seeking those people who need him, who will spend eternity with him, going from darkness to the light. And I know that I used to be a fisher of men, but it was for the wrong reason. It wasn't so that I could reach the hurting and lost. But before I knew the Lord, I was trying to seek for love, like I said, and money and all those things. But when you come to know the Lord, he puts in you a heart's desire to reach those who need to know him. And then he tells us, he shows us, look, you have a talent, use it. So if that's you today, God has given you specific tools and talents to reach people who need to have what you have, which is Jesus.
Well, you know what's amazing is that Jesus said we're going to be fishers of men and not hunters. You know, we're not pushing anything. We're putting it out there and people will choose to take the gospel or not. And the gospel is something that's going to transform people's lives. I mean, it transformed your life, transformed my life. So we need to keep putting it out there so that people can make a choice for Jesus.
And what I like is Transform DJs are doing that. They're using music to reach people and to show them that God loves them and they're using their talents. What are you doing? Let's hear from Jonathan and Tim right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Young Living Essential Oils and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Young Living is the leader in 100% pure essential oils, providing natural plant-based ways to improve your health while replacing many chemical-laden products in your home. People have been using essential oils for thousands of years, even in the Bible. To order, just visit wearingsharingcaring.com today, and for a limited time, receive a free gift to help you get started. That's Young Living Essential Oils at wearingsharingcaring.com.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult,
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us are two of the founding members of Transform DJs. We have with us Jonathan Burgess and Tim Heil. I'm so excited to have them both on the show. So let's welcome them to the show. Jonathan and Tim, how are you?
Great. So excited to be here.
Yes, wonderful. Well, we're excited to find out more about your ministry and all that you guys are doing to reach this generation in this nation and abroad. So tell me, Jonathan, a little bit about Transform DJs and what the vision is.
Yeah, we are an electronic dance music act or band, or some would call it a DJ crew. But basically, we perform like other bands, except we use electronic dance music. So whether we're at a festival or a different type of venue, basically it'll start like a huge party. But we use it as a platform then, like other bands, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And our vision would kind of come down to three things, I guess you could say. Maybe we have three pillars. And the main one, like I just mentioned, is we want to share the gospel of Jesus' saving grace. We want to see people saved. So we might turn the music down. We might turn the music off. We might partner with a, you know, evangelist who's there for the event as well. But we want to make sure that the gospel is shared. Number two, we want to defend preborn people and other defenseless people. And I think that's something that's very unique to what we do. Basically, we want to be a voice for the voiceless. We want to be a voice for the unborn. We want to save lives of mothers and fathers in the crowd who are at our show who might be considering abortion. But we also want to raise up an army of vocal young people who can lovingly call for the complete abolition of abortion as well. So that's number two. And then number three would be worship. And like I mentioned, you know, we might start off for like a big party, but before people realize it, the same type of music is playing, except it's a recognizable worship chorus. And so if you put all those three things in a nutshell, it's Jesus, life, worship.
That is really cool. Wow. And I've heard your music. You guys have really good stuff going on there. And actually, I don't really hear a lot of it from other Christian groups. So I think you're making a huge impact. And
thank you.
Yeah. You know, I'm just curious, what's the backstory on this, Tim, if you could share a little bit about this ministry?
Sure. Well, as John mentioned, you know, we want to use electronic dance music to lead people to Jesus. When we started, we were throwing events. We threw raves, all-night events, and club nights as a production company called Transform Productions.
Wow.
And so we would use that as a way to kind of reach the nightlife, club, rave scene. And we would start off with kind of a bigger event, warehouse event, and invite guest DJs and do an all-night event. And then at these events, you know, we weren't overt at all. It was basically relationship-based evangelism. Mm. Those events were really promoted as what we would call positive nightlife or sober nightlife.
Cool. Mm.
And they knew we were Christian, but we never forced anything down their throat or anything like that. And so anyway, we would throw these events and gather names, and then we would invite them to, say, another event where it was like, say, a local coffee shop with maybe some local DJs, and it was a smaller, more intimate environment, I guess. And through that, we were able to really connect with people, pray for people, share faith with people. Our goal was to start at the rave and kind of end up eventually leading to a Bible study. And while we didn't hit that third piece of it, we were still able to, I think, effectively share the gospel with a lot of people. And there's a lot of amazing stories that have come out of it. So
that's wonderful.
In a nutshell, that's kind of how we started. That's morphed over time into what we are today, kind of more of an act, but that's our history. And of course, the goal of what we do is to share the gospel of Jesus.
And that's what I appreciate about you guys, is that your real heart and the core of this is really just to reach this generation in a way that would relate to them in sharing the gospel. And Jonathan, I know that you share so well, even your own testimony, to reach these youth and all different ages. What kind of fruit have you seen as you've gone out and, you know, done these outreaches and even gone into the places most people wouldn't even go to reach the hurting and the lost?
Yeah, back in the days that Tim was mentioning, you know, we had the opportunity to buy a Bible for a drug dealer or for prominent DJs, you know, kind of lead people that way. Also, a testimony from that time period, we were throwing a party. It was an all-night party, and there was some kids listening to dance music at a gas station. And when you're a dance music promoter and an event promoter, what you do is you hand them a flyer. You just hear the music, and that would be perfect. So we gave them a flyer. It came to our event, and over the course of a few conversations, over the course of a few nights, one of those guys received Jesus as his savior. What is so fantastic is, like, in the next generation of Transform, you know, now that we're doing this other band type ministry, about a year or two ago, that young man from the gas station all those years ago looked up my church, which is where he actually gave his life to Christ, was in a parking lot one night. Mm. He looked up our church on Google Earth and finally got a hold of the pastor, and then finally got a hold of me, like, all these years later, basically saying, I'm still living for God. You know, things aren't perfect in my life, but I'm still living for God.
Awesome.
And that's one of those things where you look back and you're like, man, that time was not wasted.
Yeah.
But in the next generation, where we are now, just seeing kids' hands go up when you share the gospel and you give them that opportunity, I'm sure on sees the same thing. Just that delight when the hands go up in response to, yes, I want Jesus. I mean, we have still pictures of kids, you know, in that moment where their hands are up and they're saying, yes, I want Jesus in my life. Sometimes it happens in the night. And like I said, sometimes it happens after multiple events. Regarding abortion and life, we do have a life film. It's on YouTube. It's called The Willing Vessel. It's got such a high production quality, even though we had a budget of like no dollars to make it, but we use it live in our performances.
Wow.
And after playing it one night, it inspired a conversation with a gentleman who had seen the film, and he reported back to us that in part because of that video, because of The Willing Vessel, this little girl actually is alive, because through that conversation, after seeing that video, this mother decided to keep her child. So those are just a few kind of drops of the fruit that we're having.
That's
why we keep going. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
I really want people to be able to get a hold of you guys and find out how they can book you guys, get you at their church or event. Where is the best place they can hear your music? We're going to play some in the background, but tell me a little bit about where, an email, phone number, how people can get you guys on the scene.
Sure. They can start with our website, which is transformdjs.com, FORMDJS, transformdjs.com. They can also check out our music. In fact, we have an opportunity for some free downloads there. We're in just about all the social media spaces at Transform DJs, so you can check those out. Also, we just launched a new radio show called Movement Radio, and that's syndicated all over the world, but you can get that on iTunes or on SoundCloud. And so those are just a few ways to check out music, connect with us, and to learn more about what we do.
That's wonderful. And we're talking to Jonathan and Tim from Transform DJs. If you haven't heard their music, look it up and book them for your next event or outreach. Thank you guys so much for what you're doing and reaching this generation. We appreciate everything you do.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can't take it here without you. I run so
what I love so much is this show is kind of like a sounding alarm. It's an alarm to realize that we can engage and really change our culture. We can really do something by actually going out and fishing for people. The people who don't know Christ are probably not in church. They are out there. They're living life in the clubs and things like that. We need to get out and get amongst people and share the good news of Jesus Christ, the love of God.
Yeah.
So Father, I just pray that you continue to stamp upon our hearts to be like Transform DJs, not only to appreciate their music, but to be like them, to be all things to all men, and to really reach people with the light of life.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for your goodness. Empower us to reach the whole entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.